In your Bibles, please, to our Old Testament reading, 2 Kings chapter 10. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria unto the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders, and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now as soon as this letter cometh to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city also and armor, look even out the best and meetest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, two kings stood not before him, how then shall we stand? And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, the elders also, and the bringers up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any king. Do thou that which is good in thine eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, take ye the heads of the men your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slew 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent him them to Jezreel. And there came a messenger and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay them in two heaps at the entering in of the gate until morning. And it came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, Ye be righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master and slew him. But who slew all these? Know now that there shall fall unto the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spake concerning the house of Ahab, for the Lord hath done that which he spake by his servant Elijah. So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his kinfolks, and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he arose and departed, and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, Who are ye? And they answered, We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen. And he said, Take them alive. And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 42 men, neither left he any of them. And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, Is thine heart right as my heart is right with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up into the chariot. And he said, Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he slew all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed him, according to the saying of the Lord, which he spake to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests, and let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu said, Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal, and they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full, from one end to another. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, Search and look that there be with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshippers of Baal only. And when they went in to offer the sacrifices, to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without and said, If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, Go in and slay them. Let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword. And the guard and the captains cast them out and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal and burned them. And they brake down the image of Baal and brake down the house of Baal and made it a draft house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. And the Lord said unto Jehu, Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab concerning all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. In those days the Lord began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coasts of Israel, from Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Jehoahaz his son reigned in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, Jehu is one of those figures that you want to like and sometimes can, and then other times you must turn away in horror as to what he's been about. Isn't that true? So Jehab has a habit, as we saw in the last chapter, he has a habit of going beyond his commission. Now let us say that in what he did regarding his commission, he did very well. The Lord makes that plain. The Lord said even to Jehu, You've done what was in my heart. And what was that? Two things. The extirpation of Baal and Ahab and all his out of the northern kingdom. And so he did. Let's not be hard on Jehu. Let's understand that Jehu, I don't know how to say it, maybe enjoyed his job a little too much. Maybe. But the Lord commends him for obeying his commission, which was to get Ahab and Baal worship out of the northern kingdom. And he did that. And he did that effectively. Yet, as we see with many leaders, politicians, and so on, that the right things can be done for the wrong reasons, and the right things can be done in the wrong ways. And so Jehu is a mixed commodity for us. So in the first instance then, he has a commission. Get rid of all that pertains to Ahab. Well, there are 70 of his sons alive in Jezreel. And so he says to the men of the city there, I'm coming for them. Put on your best armor. Make your stratagem. Make the city as safe as you can. I'm coming. They say, we can't stand before this guy. Ahab and his son and Ahaziah, they've all died. Who are we to try to stand up to you? We'll be your servants. Your king in Israel will be your servants. Just tell us what you want us to do. Take those 70 sons, behead them, and send me the heads. And so they do. And so Jehu stacks them up at the entrance of the gate of the city. Well, that's perhaps a show of force, a show of bravado. It is an ancient way of showing strength. And then Jehu reminds them of the reason that he did this. And we really like this about him. Thus shall fall to the ground nothing that Jehovah spoke by his prophet Elijah. And he's talking about all the way back in 1 Kings chapter 21. Okay, so Jehu slew, this takes us down through verse 11, all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his priests, his great men, his kinfolks, the priest, until he left them none remaining. Then he departed and came to Samaria. Now, on the way to Samaria, he meets with some men. They are the relatives of King Ahaziah of the southern kingdom. Remember that there was an Ahaziah in the north. This is Ahaziah in the southern kingdom, the one that he slew, who was consorting with the king of Israel, Ahab's son, Jehoram. And so these men are coming to see the king and the queen. They don't know that Jezebel and Ahab are dead. So they're coming to visit. They're coming to visit with maybe to participate in the false worship, in the idolatry. Who knows what they're coming to do? But they're consorting with the enemies of God. And so Jehu goes, I think, beyond his commission and kills them all, 42 of them, and puts them in a pit. He doesn't have a commission to slay of the children of the line of David. He doesn't have that commission, but he goes beyond his commission. Some have thought, and I'm inclined to agree with them, that Jehu was too bloodthirsty a man. He saw killing anyone that could be a potential enemy, sort of a pragmatic thing to do. And so he rose to the occasion, if you will. All right, so Jehu kills these men. And so when he does then, he continues his journey towards Samaria and he finds Jehonadab, the son of Rechab. The Rechabites in Scripture always have an upright reputation because their father took a vow never to drink alcoholic beverage and pressed that to his children, and the Rechabites never did. And so they have an upright reputation in Scripture. And so this man also will have an upright reputation. And Jehu says to him, is your heart right with mine as mine is with yours? He said, yes, come up into my chariot. I'm going to Samaria. I've got some work to do. You can come with me. Okay. Who knows if Jehonadab at this point knows what the work is. He probably has a good idea. All right, so then when he came to Samaria, there's still some killing to do. He slew all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria till he had destroyed him according to the saying of the Lord which he spake to Elijah. Once again, we're talking about 1 Kings chapter 21. Now we come to the house of Baal. Now let us make sure we understand that Jehu, as a civil authority in the kingdom of Israel, under the law of Moses, which they claimed, although they worshipped incorrectly, they were under the law of Moses, and Jehu had indeed the duty of taking out Baal worship, taking out false worship. That's his duty under the Old Testament Mosaic law. Well, he didn't have a duty, however, to deceive and to lie. It says very, very modestly in the Authorized Version that he did it subtly, right? With subtlety, if you will. That he pretended to be himself a Baal worshiper. Come and see my zeal for Baal, right? Ahab served him a little, I will serve him much. And so he devises a device to get all of the priests and worshipers that are remaining into the house of Baal. And so what happens, they're all killed by the 80 men that surrounded. And he has them under threat. And I think if I were one of those 80 men and somebody like Jehu said to me, if anybody gets out, it'll be your life or his, I think I'd be inclined to say he means it. Right? And so He used his reputation with those slayers, and they slew all of them, and they took all of the appurtenance to Baal worship out of the house of Baal, and then they made it a draft house. What's a draft house? It's a public restroom. That's what it is. They turned it into a public restroom. Not a place with sinks. That kind of restroom. A place where you would know it's there even before you saw it. Okay, that's enough of that. So they made it a draft house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. All right, so then in verses 29 through 31, we have this section where Jehu is commended by God and given a dynasty of five generations, including himself. And then also he is corrected by God because he continued Jeroboam worship rather than returning to the worship of Jehovah prescribed by Moses. In other words, going south to the temple and worshiping there. He kept the calves in Dan and Beersheba for the children of Israel to worship there. All right, so then, I'm sorry, not Dan and Beersheba, in Bethel and Samaria. Okay, so then, he did not take any heed to walk in the law of the Lord. In verses 32 through 36, then, the chapter ends with another prophecy of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah was told that you will anoint Hazael king over Syria. Elisha is actually the one that does that. And his interaction with Hazael, you'll remember, when he begins weeping. And Hazael asks him, why are you weeping? And he'll say, because I know what you're going to do to Israel. You're going to kill women and children. You're going to rip up pregnant ladies. You're going to kill. You won't spare young nor old or any. Remember what Hazael said, is thy servant a dog that he should do such things? Well, that's what 32 through 36 is about. Because of the false worship that continued even after the extirpation of Baal worship, Hazael then begins to cut Israel short. He smote in all the coasts of Israel from Jordan, land of Gilead, Gadites, Reubenites, Manassites, Aroer, what we call today Transjordania, across the Jordan River. And that's how the chapter ends, with Jehu sleeping with his fathers, reigning 28 years, and he was buried in Samaria, and Jehoaz, his son, reigned in his stead. Let's stand and